We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to finish off the week by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their innovative and delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm getting over my American Idol disappointment. I just want you to know that.
Oh, were you an Adam fan?
I was an Adam fan.
Okay.
I'm not a 13-year-old girl. But while America was watching American Idol,
yes.
I noticed that in New York we did indict one of those Somali pirates this week. So.
Exactly.
Brought you a little song about that.
Here we go.
Arr, the show is being taken over by pirates. actually, mateys, I'm just pulling your peg legs. Actually, thing is, you've had one of those days where you just couldn't scrape the barnacles off your old rudder. Well, we pirates are having a time like that now. We can't get our hands on the good booty down in Somalia way. So we've decided it's time that you take out your hornpipes and you put your scabbards in your britches, for it's time for a pirate fundraiser. Arr! And to help us out, we've got ourselves some landlubber celebrities. So please, welcome, if you will, to the pirate fundraiser, celebrity number one, YouTube singing sensation, it's Susan Boyle. Arr! Straight from Scotland she is. Arr!
47 years old, and I've never been kissed.
Not hard to see why they never sunk an anchor in that lagoon. Secondly, please welcome singing sensation and cultural icon, Mr. Bob Dylan. Arr.
Yeah, you know, as everyone's going out, the pirates, we're fine.
Sounds like me after a few grogs, I have to say. And finally, please welcome to the stage the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson. Get out here, Michael. Ah, there he is. Hey, here. Wow. You know, Michael, I have to say to you, I hear they auctioned off your Neverland ranch. How you doing there?
I'm holding my own.
Captain Hook tried that once and turned him Jewish. But enough of that. It's time for a little song parody. There comes a time when you have to tell the world that there's boundaries they can't overstep.
There are thieves and pirates who need a helping hand, who aren't as cute as Johnny Depp.
The old town is holding signs on just because the old time in the days.
Let's hope that pirates are not like Scottish men who like their dates to have four legs.
We are the world. We are the pirates. That all the Navy SEALs would like to fire at.
It's a choice you're making. Each time your ship comes back, and like Somali pirates, I once too was black.
Soon lawyers will descend from every port to try for arbitration in me court.
I would date a
that I wouldn't need an eye patch. I'd be needing two. All right, everybody, sing along with Bob Dylan.
Hell, no way. That office is just keeping it.
We are the ones who, when the booty's large, we do admire it. We can't make a living as farmers, it is clear. We tried selling corn, but only got a buck and a
Oh, Elena, the talent they can attract for the telethon there. That's impressive.
Well, it's also, I'm sure that's not what a Somali pirate actually sounds like.
Probably not.
It's not the only inaccurate thing in the Capitol Steps show.
Historic accuracy, not the hallmark of the performance, huh?
Do not take this as an educational course.
Elena, we got to run. Happy Memorial Day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, even on Memorial Day weekend. Also learn more about them online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org, and join us next time for Dateline Washington.